Hello and welcome to another edition of Way Ahead's Cold Cases. This is teacher Fabio Emery, and today we're looking at four mysterious cases that still haven't been solved. At this time, I'm doing something different. Rather than talking about the vocabulary at the end of the podcast, I invite you all to click on the link in the description of this episode that will take you to the texts that I read till, so you can follow them there. So let's begin. The Severed Feet Mystery. In 2007, a girl was roaming a beach in British Columbia when she found this sneaker. To her horror, as she opened up the sock, she found that a human foot was inside. Since then, a number of severed feet have washed ashore. The feet have been connected to five men, one a woman, and three of unknown sex. Throughout the years, with a hoax foot thrown here and there, the case has never been completely closed, with many theories floating around as to who the feet belonged to. The Vancouver police managed to identify one foot in 2008, matching its DNA to a man who was described as suicidal. They later were able to match two other feet to a woman who has also believed to have committed suicide. Because of these findings, many speculate that the feet belong to those who jumped off a bridge to their deaths. However, because of the rarity of only feet and no other body parts showing up, some believe that the feet were connected to a plane crash by a nearby island. Others suggest they were those of the victims of the Asian tsunami in 2004. Since the make of the shoes were all manufactured before 2004. Whatever sources these feet are coming from, they have left the world baffled for years. The Jeanette De Palma case. Usually, people connect the witches to Salem. But for this particular case, the witches were in Springfield, New Jersey. It all started in 1972, when a dog brought home a decomposed forearm. This prompted police search, and a body was soon found afterwards atop a cliff in Springfield. The body was identified to be of Jeanette De Palma, a 16-year-old who had gone missing for 6 weeks. Immediately, rumors began spreading as to the cause of her death. The hill where she was discovered was covered with occult symbols, and many believed her body was placed on the makeshift altar. Many locals, even some police members, blame a coven of witches, otherwise known as Satanists, who used the Palma for a human sacrifice. Because of a flood, much of the case's details have since been destroyed. However, some reports from local papers mention that police couldn't determine the cause of death due to her badly decomposed body. They had also investigated a local homeless who was a prime suspect, only to find no connection with the killing. As for the occult theory, many believe that De Palma may have provoked a group of Satan-worshipping teens at her high school when she was trying to evangelize them. She was involved with a group who helped drug addicts by finding faith in Christ. The Reverend, who ran the group, theorized that she was selected as a sacrifice to the group because of this. Was she a human sacrifice? Or did these suspicions help hide the real killer? Perhaps no one will ever know. The Man Who Didn't Exist. In early 1945, a Boston hospital received an unconscious patient suffering serious injuries, including infected shrapnel wounds. Someone wrote on a card, Charles A. Jamison, some articles say Jamison, 49, Religion Catholic American, Cutty Sark. After extensive treatment, Jamison slowly improved to the point where he could speak. Unfortunately, he seemed to be suffering from amnesia, and what little information he could give couldn't be matched to any records. There was no US enlisted man named Charles Jamison, or any variation, who was unaccounted for. The patient's fingerprints and photos were checked against military and criminal records, with no match. No ship named Cutty Sark was listed in the US military. There was one used by the British Navy. The British Vice Consul, who felt Jamison spoke with a British accent, sent his information to the Admiralty and the British Maritime Registry, who couldn't match it to any sailor. Despite record searches in both the US and the UK and widespread newspaper coverage, no one was ever able to figure out who Charles Jamison was. He spent 30 years in the hospital before he died with no solid identity. The Lost Colony of Roanoke. In 1587, English colonial governor John White led a group of people from Britain to found an English colony settling on Roanoke Island, one of a chain of barrier islands which is now known as the Outer Banks near North Carolina. When rations were running low, White left for more supplies. When he returned, 3 years later, he found the colony carefully abandoned, with all houses and military constructions dismantled with care. Before he had left the colony, White had instructed his people that if they were taken by force, someone was to carve a cross into a nearby tree. But there was no cross nor sign. They had been brutally taken over. The only clue was the word Croaton, the name of a Native American tribe that allied with the English colonists, which was carved into a post. White took this to mean that the colonists had moved to Croaton Island. Ongoing investigations have claimed that the colonists had been slaughtered by the Powhatan tribe, but there is no archaeological evidence to support this. And a recent re-examination indicates that any massacre that occurred was not of this particular group of colonists, but rather a group of colonists who had arrived earlier. More theories involve an amalgamation between the colonists and the Croatians, but so far, no DNA evidence has identified any descendants of the colony. Okay, and if you remember well, in the beginning of this podcast, I told you that in the description of this episode, you have the link for this text, which means that you can listen to it and read together. That's why I'm not giving any vocabulary for you today, because I'm giving you the full text, alright? That's it for now. Thank you so much for being here with me in this episode of Way Ahead, and see you next time!